Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free, that's right, free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales from compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between? Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars. Just give them.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Derrick Rose will play tonight, a few short stints at least, as the Bulls close out the preseason against Dallas, the game in Lincoln, Nebraska. Greg Popovich will follow Mike Krzyzewski as head coach of the USA national team. Andre McGee, who reportedly got strippers and escorts to entertain players and recruits at Louisville, has resigned his job at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. In pro football, Marcus Mariota will not play Sunday against Atlanta. Atlanta. In baseball, tonight it's the Royals and the Blue Jays in Game 6 of the ALCS. Kansas City leading that series 3-2. And college football tomorrow here on The Score, the broadcast beginning at 2 o'clock, it's Illinois and Wisconsin. Join Hub Arkish and Chicago Bears Sam Acho broadcasting live next Friday from Long Shots Bar and Grill in Joliet for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event. It's going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you so much, David Schuster. Appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend. Thank you to our producers. Nick Szepkowski did a tremendous job today.
Yes, he did, as he does every day.
Yes, it's true. But no Jay Zawoski. He picked up and just killed it.
Not only no Jay, but no Kevin Zipak either. That was
after a while, right? Wasn't Kevin here for a little bit?
No, he was done today. Yeah, he was out.
Didn't even notice. Did you speak?
Yeah, well, I didn't.
He's a close personal friend.
Well, yeah. Remember the new configuration. I'm turned around.
No, you can just turn around and look and not see him there.
But then I wouldn't see your beautiful face.
Like I said, Nick Szepkowski did a ridiculously good job today.
Anybody help him out? Brett Lyons?
Brett Lyons, BL Smooth. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Thank you to our guests today, Hub Arkish, Greg Gabriel, Pete Futak, and Patrick Manley.
The feathery hair of one Patrick Manley flowing through the airwaves.
Thank you to all the callers, texters, tweeters, and video streamers who were watching where Brian Gertz,
geeks,
the governor
freaks,
of the chat room.
Weirdos?
Yep. All our peoples. You're all there. Thank you, Brian Gertz. Thank you, everybody. The Shift Change right now is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who host the annual Breast Cancer Awareness Game this Sunday at 3. Boers and Bernstein are with us. They are out and about, aren't they, Jay?
Yeah, they are at Fatty's. It's a place that I actually did a remote with Terry at. And we actually got to talk to the newly minted Northern Illinois head coach at the time. Was that Doran, I think, that time that we... I think it's that far back.
I think it was.
Yeah.
It was all the way back to Dave Doran.
Yeah, yep. They're out at Fatty's in DeKalb, a great place. If you're out in the area, stop on by for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour.
Door number one, by the way.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm half in the bag already.
Dan and Terry are here for you. What's up, fellas?
You know what I'd really like, Terry, is if next time anybody says that, like, you'd have to actually be half in the bag. Like, you have a giant sack.
A sack?
Yeah.
A burlap sack.
Giant burlap sack.
I have a giant sack here.
And just be half in.
I showed up here like Jeremiah Ratliff.
Oh boy. That's some.
They just line up. They ask you which tees you want to play from, and they just put the ball out there.
You know what
Lamar
I feel like it
Odom,
is? Here's what
Jeremiah
I feel like it is.
Ratliff, whatever. You know,
let's see. What are people taking seriously today? What are people?
This is my dudes, man. What's up, boys?
That's it.
Jeremiah. I talked to a bunch of people trying to figure out what the hell happened with the Jeremiah Ratliff thing. What happened? And we spent much of yesterday afternoon reacting to when we heard about it, and then all of a sudden it got weird because we realized it all happened 24 hours before.
Yeah.
And we're thinking, look, everybody, you see a guy who's acting in a bizarre fashion, you know, send a tweet
or
call somebody, call a friend and say, hey, you might want to look at this, and then the police show up, and nobody says the police show up.
Yeah, but who'd you ask about it? Because we talked to Hub about it today, and Hub said that he didn't know who the other person was. He thought it was just maybe Jeremiah's friend or something. That's what they saw, but it was Bear Security.
I can't give the names of the people that I talked to who are involved, because I've got team sources involved and others who are again trying to, after listening to us yesterday, felt that they wanted to reach out and try to explain how some of this could have happened. But, you know, I totally missed this yesterday.
I totally missed you guys talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, we spent a decent amount of time, and you know, talking to Lawrence as well, those of us who have been up at Hallis Hall and know how things are supposed to work. And the problem, too, is the Bears have made it difficult on themselves because of what they did during training camp to try to suppress reporting. And all it does is raise fundamental questions anytime something like this happens, is what was allowed to be reported and what was not. And I do know that there was at least one outlet that was working very, very hard to connect dots before reporting anything. Well, yes, people saw Ratliff acting animatedly and saw what appeared to be arguments. Then three Lake Forest Police Department cars rolled up.
After the third time.
Now, yeah. There, it's my belief is in today's modern media world, where previously you might have taken the time to do some of this, it is completely within journalistic ethics to tweet out, there are three Lake Forest police cars here.
You
don't have to say why. You can simply observe what you're seeing. You can similarly say,
sure, we have that all the time.
I see Jeremiah Ratliff having an animated conversation with so-and-so. There were some people who were loath to do that. When we know what happened, the Alonzo Spellman meltdown ended up with him barricaded in a house and SWAT teams outside with guns trained on him.
Mm-hmm. Mike Singletary being sent in to try and calm him down.
The Tank Johnson saga ended with somebody being shot and killed in a bar a couple nights later. Jovan Belcher, who we found out after the fact was suffering from CTE, murdered his girlfriend, drove to the team facility, and blew his brains out in front of the Chiefs general manager.
Speaking of that, there's Fred Washington.
Well, all I'm saying is that when you have somebody like Ratliff, and he was described to me, a team source described his behavior the third time, his behavior as potentially dangerous. That word was used, dangerous. Mm-hmm. That's when police were called.
I got angrier than ever when he came down.
That's when police were called.
Angrier than ever.
I am told that when he showed up, he was clearly under the influence of something. That my source did not know if it was drugs or alcohol or a mix of therein, but he was clearly
not
unwell.
Himself. Yeah.
This is a guy with a history. All I know is that if something had happened in those 24 hours that nobody knew, there are some people that should be very thankful that nothing awful happened in that intervening time.
Who are those people?
Well, the Bears. The police, who the phrase that was used to me when I said, look, well, why didn't anybody ask the Lake Forest police what was going on? The phrase that was used was not forthcoming, that the police were contacted and they were cooperating in withholding information. There was no information given. But I do think that when you have an angry NFL veteran, who knows how many hits to the head that this guy's had at this point, with a history of run-ins, who is under the influence and angry enough to return twice and make threats credible enough to cause the team to call the police, it's too bad that it wasn't, that people weren't made aware that this was going on. Because
now are you talking about the surrounding area, or are you talking when you say made aware, who are you talking about putting on alert?
Right, public's right to know, or are you talking about danger to the community?
Well, there's two. There's a little bit of all of it, but I had a conversation with a lawyer today about an obligation to those within the building who could theoretically be endangered who are not team employees. And that would mean people in the media room. And also yesterday, there was a local bank that was in the parking lot doing a checking account
program. One of those promotions.
For employees. There's a promotion for employees to get a discounted checking account for this particular bank. And I asked, if God forbid somebody, an angry player shows up and starts spraying bullets into the facility, are you exposed for not having told people what was going on? And the actual legal response that I got was technically no. That all your obligation at that point is to call the police and alert authorities and then have it in the hands of the authorities. However,
but was it, what, it had it gotten to that level that people
spray,
were worried
spray,
that he
spraying,
was
spraying bullets? I mean, I know we've got Javon Belcher, we've got the other stuff. Was there any report of a gun of any kind?
No. I'm just saying theoretically, I'm talking about legal responsibility at this point. I'm talking about exposure. That what the lawyer said was no. That it would certainly be common courtesy. It may not be legal obligation. Somebody might not be able to sue you for injury or wrongful death at that point, but it would certainly be common courtesy to say, hey, you know what?
Let people know. Keep your distance.
They were scared enough of Jeremiah Ratliff's threats that they called police. And the term that was used by a team source was they felt that he was potentially dangerous. I don't know the specificity of the threats, but I know it was enough that they thought that their own security wasn't going to be enough and that they wanted, as a precautionary measure, they wanted Lake Forest police there.
When Greg Gabriel joined us, he I don't say intimated, but he kind of brought up the hypothetical that when you have been in the program and someone asks you to drop urine and you have an adverse reaction to it in terms of, you know, getting emotional or you know, maybe getting a little bit more volatile than you already are, and then you try to get back in to see, you know, the people who who wanted you to drop urine, and then you find out that that person has maybe been drinking the night before or whatever happened the day of. The scenario that Greg kind of pointed out in the hypothetical, I think was, I won't say a little bit more realistic, because as you mentioned, the Jovan Belcher thing, with him coming up to the facility and shooting himself after he killed his girlfriend. But, I think the drug screen stuff and some of the other things that have been bandied about, today and maybe yesterday with some of the other shows, I think those might be closer to, what actually went down. But who knows? Who knows?
Well, I'm not debating any cause initially. Nobody knows initially what the cause was. And to me, that really isn't as important.
Should have been made known to keep your distance before it got to the third trip back. You should keep your distance. Stay away from here. Get out of here.
And also, what I want to know is when they sent him home, and I haven't been able to determine this, when they told him go home, I hope he wasn't driving, because the guy already has a DUI. Who clearly was not in a condition to work, let alone drive,
no condition to work. And when we first started talking about it this morning, that's what I was more intrigued than anything, because no condition to work. I mean, immediately you think alcohol or drugs, but then there's also other things that no condition to work can encompass as well. I mean,
I was emotionally, told it was exactly what you think, that it was. He was in some way inebriated. That was the word that was used. There was no way of knowing if it was drugs or alcohol or what combination, but that his behavior, speech, etc., was such that people believed he was inebriated.
Yeah, I mean, the mind can reel with all sorts of things as to what the possibilities would be, including somebody who's in the program, and, you know, test results have to come at some point.
That's
what
I was talking about with the drug screen.
I know. So, and you're talking about
immediately, you come in and you're like that. Greg said that
here comes your screening.
They can make you drop at any time if you miss a meeting, or if you're showing them some kind of weird behavior at any time. You can say, "Hey, you got to drop for me right now, because we have to figure out what's going on with you."
Yeah, it's too bad in the sense of clearly how much John Fox likes him as a player and wanted him around. The first name that used to get mentioned in the offseason,
Vic Fangio, did as well.
But a 34-year-old guy. In the 2-4 team, I don't think the football thing is particularly material. I don't think he was going to be around when the Bears were good.
Okay. Well, you guys enjoy your afternoon. You can talk about the stuff that you deem material, and we'll shift change it.
The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who host the annual breast cancer awareness game. It's this Sunday at 3:00. People are saying try the fried potato salad out there.
I've never been out there. You guys love that place, right?
Yeah, Fatty's is dope.
Yeah, this is our DeKalb home.
Yeah, it's a nice setup too. It's a nice setup. Enjoy nice yourselves, people, fellas.
And yeah, we're hoping for Jesus.
We hear he's on. He's coming.
Which one?
This is
purple Jesus,
where
black Jesus.
This is where we initially found our first show Jesus, and then later we fired him.
He cut his hair.
Yeah, he cut his hair, and he wasn't Jesus-y enough. And then so we put out an open call for a replacement Jesus,
and he showed up,
and he was great in the role. He came to a bunch of remotes. He was blessing people. He was performing miracles, and then he disappeared. So we don't know if our original Jesus is going to show up.
All right.
Or if he doesn't, we would have to have another open call for...
He's coming today. I'm told he's coming.
But we don't know what his hair is going to look like.
Well, we don't, but I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed, because we need Jesus more than ever.
I know we do.
Well, maybe the hair looks different because, you know, it's time for a modernization.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe he's got the natural. Maybe he's got the Josh Donaldson cut with the parts and the faux hawk.
Yeah, he's got like an Adam Harris haircut.
No, nobody should ever have that.
Yeah, maybe it's like the George Carlin Buddy Jesus from Dogma. You know, updated for a new generation.
Now just another reason to listen to the Boars and Bernstein show for the next 4 hours and 43 minutes.
Or to be here at
Fatty's. I probably won't make it down to DeKalb, but people should probably make it down to DeKalb if they're in the area.
Well, we need you here just wooing incessantly.
I can't do that 3 days in a row.
Yeah, I was going to say three.
Yeah, I can't do that. There's a reason why we don't work together anymore, Dan and Terry. I mean, you guys don't want me. You guys cast me aside.
That's not true. You're a legend in DeKalb already. One time you're a legend. You kidding me?
Love you guys. I'll be listening.
Woo!
Dan and Later, Terry, man. On the Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour. Before we get out of here, Speed.
Yes, sir.
A teammate of ours, Rick Camp, he had his father passed away today, and we are sending our thoughts and prayers and condolences to his family. Rick Camp is one of the better guys that works at this station.
Terrific guy, hard worker, kind man.
Yeah. I actually said yesterday when I saw him, it's hard to have a bad day when you see Rick Camp because he's always in a good mood. So we're hurting for you, Rick, and the entire Camp family. We're sorry for your loss, and it sucks when a teammate loses someone close to them because it feels like we have a personal loss ourselves. So everybody out there, never take a day for granted, no matter how good or bad a situation you're in.
Thinking of you, Rick. We got you back whenever you're ready to come back.
Speaks, we'll do this again on Monday.
See you then,
we
man.
We got no Bears to talk about, so I guess we'll just be watching football and sports.
And over-unders results.
Well, no doubt.
The world awaits.
That's what I'll be thinking about all weekend, overs and unders. Uh-huh. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you so much, very much for listening to 670 Scoreboards and Bernstein coming up next.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. John Tortorella's fourth incarnation as a National Hockey League coach began in Columbus last night. Tortorella continues to get work as a coach because he won a Stanley Cup in 2004 and had some good moments while coaching the Rangers in New York. The fact that he's one of the least pleasant men to ever stand behind a bench, someone who revels in being a bully, is irrelevant. If you've won, there's always another job waiting once you wear out your welcome. Of course, Tortorella still has a long way to go to catch up with Mike Keenan, also unpleasant, also a winner, and also hired and fired constantly. Keenan's coached 8 NHL teams and was just fired recently by a team in Russia's KHL after talking about seeking Russian citizenship. Keenan, undoubtedly, will be working again soon. I'm John Feinstein.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. night night.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, you're lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer-info.
You threw in premium gasoline today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it. I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those, so... So Saturday I went out and I got, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend.
Dead ball. The ball actually hit Shrew's bat as Martin went to throw it back to the pitcher.
Well, why is it dead? That ball's alive. That ball's alive.
Lots of wind on the field.
So tell me, the wind, how does the wind affect the pitchers?
The Parrots going for a winner-take-all walk!
Boom.
Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
I don't really pay much attention to the pomp and stance around it.
There's no fat guys on this Atlanta team. Shane Vereen, one of the best receiving black backs in football.
Steelers bring four. Rivers uses the pick play, and Green gets the first down.
If you like the forward pass, you like watching San Diego play.
Party, you on a set for this?
Shane, no one.
Special guest here on the sidelines during pregame, Magic Irvin Johnson.
It'd be even better, you know, if we can come out with the victory, but man, it'd be great to get my hands on one of Pace's balls.
Steve Sarkisian has taken an indefinite leave of absence to deal with a drinking problem after showing up snookered for practice yesterday.
What's up, Brandon?
I'm a Met fan. I actually live in Chicago, and you got to hear the Chicago radio stations out here. They're saying how 4 out of the 5 Mets pitchers had Tommy John, but they forgot that there was one big Chicago pitcher who did fight Tommy John surgery and was able to pitch in Chicago. That was Henry Rowengardner.
Hey, listen, I got to say something on the radio.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
Oh, God.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Today's Friday for us.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
How are we doing today?
The report's a good afternoon. Going to make you summer promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can. Keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a lever too along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Sure, why not? And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We are at Fatty's in DeKalb and the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Stop by. There are Blackhawks tickets that you win. And all kinds of score swag for you as well. And plenty of ice-cold Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. David Ross is scheduled to join us at 1:45. And I did a double take when I saw this, but secondhand news at 2:45.
What?
Yes.
I saw it this morning, too, and my reaction was, what? Are we out of things to talk about? We must be.
Okay. Olin Krutz at 3, second half at 3:30, Dan Durkin at 4:40, and other surprises along the way. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at boresandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. My partner Charo over here.
She's still around, Charo, or is she off stride?
I think she's still around. She probably's got her fifth face, but...
She was getting that face long before Special. We'll get that other face.
I mean, texting!
Really 6-7-0-1-1.
You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bores_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's boresandbernstein.com and the radio.com app for your mobile device. Our engineer is Dave Miska.
Coach Tom Sula, let's go down to Tracy.
Thanks a lot. And, Coach, a huge defensive stop there, but just 46 total yards of offense. How do you find a rhythm in the second half?
We got to find the rhythm. That's just what we have to do.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim.
We'll be back.
Idiot.
How do you find the rhythm? We just got to find the rhythm.
My EMT, my ENT, my CPA, my CPR, and the mayor of Sycamore.
At the Score Studios, we have Batacola.
Russell Wilson said, basically, didn't say these exact words. I'm going to paraphrase. You think they'll try to keep those safeties back against us with our run game and our zone read where I can run? And I went, well, I didn't say anything, of course, but.
What?
Batacola, he's Dale Jr. He keeps it high and dry.
Chris Tannehill.
I'll say this. Here's the positive. Okay, I can find the positive. It was a horrendous first half by the San Francisco 49ers, and they're only down 17-0.
What? What?
That's kind of a lot.
What? He's kept it in the stroke, though.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Now that the Cubs season is in the rearview mirror, both the players and the front office have time to reflect on what happened and what's to come. GM Jed Hoyer stopped by Mellie and Hanley this morning. He says the kids showed the Cubs more than expected in 2015.
Now that it's over, I think, we never expected Schwarber to come up and have that kind of impact. We never expected Russell to be up all season. Bryant assimilated really, really smoothly. Those are things that are really impossible to project, and luckily a lot of those things went well for us this year.
You can hear more with Jed Hoyer at MullyandHanley.com. Elsewhere in the league, Game 6 of the ALCS tonight in Kansas City. Royals lead the Blue Jays 3-2 in the series. To football, where the Bears have a bye this week, but that hasn't stopped them from being in the news. Yesterday, the team cut defensive lineman Jeremiah Ratliff after he showed up to Wednesday's practice in no condition to work and then got into a confrontation with GM Ryan Pace when he was sent home. The police were eventually called when Ratliff attempted to re-enter the Bears' practice facility twice more. Bears have signed veteran lineman Ziggy Hood to replace Ratliff on the roster. Derrick Rose will play 7 to 10 minutes tonight in tonight's preseason finale against the Mavericks in Lincoln, Nebraska, according to coach Fred Hoiberg. Bulls open the regular season Monday against Cleveland at home. Yesterday, the Bulls waived guards Jordan Crawford and Marcus Simmons. Blackhawks will play again tomorrow night at home against Tampa Bay after a win last night. Everyone present and accounted for at the morning skate. Marian Hossa got the morning off. Corey Crawford will be in the net tomorrow night. The scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. And join 670 The Score's Terry Bores and Dan Bernstein for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour right now at Fatty's Pub in DeKalb from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast.
Immediately. Right now. Get your ass out here. Let's go.
Check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for Bear fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
We have a dispute here. We have an age dispute. There's no way Charo is 64.
Well, according to Wikipedia,
yeah,
her original Spanish passport and her naturalization papers state her birth date is March 13th, 1941. After emigrating to the U.S., she claimed she was born in 47, then she changed it to 49, and then she asserted in a 1977 court hearing that her original papers were wrong and her true birth date is January 15th of 1951. No, she's,
no.
She's 74.
If she's a day, she's 74.
Right, I'm sorry.
Please.
No, I know how old I was when she used to be on television sitting next to Merv Griffin.
And she was old then.
Right.
Right.
Come on. Sorry. No. I'll buy 74, I'll buy. 64, no. You think older than 74?
Yeah, I think older than 74, I do.
Could be.
Yeah, I think so. Because she would have been, if that's so, she would have been in her 20s when she's with Carson. Because she was in the 60s, I'm pretty sure, with him. So, I mean, that'd make her in her 20s if it was 41. But she didn't look like she was in her 20s then. Or right. Whatever.
Jose Contreras math.
Yeah.
Right.
Louis Tiant, right. Same kind of deal.
Louis Tiant. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So I missed an interesting day, eh?
Well, it became an interesting day because we heard about the Ratliff stuff, and yeah, from people I know who were there, the threats against Ryan Pace
it was
serious and enough that they were genuinely scared of this
yes.
guy.
Yes. Well, I would be too.
When he came back again.
Yeah, he came back three times. I would be frightened of him too.
Well, and you just, a 34-year-old
with history of bad.
And it's football, so you don't know how much of anybody's brain is left.
Correct.
That's the other problem. It's not just like some other workplace where, you know,
I don't trust a workplace either.
No, but there's a documented history of NFL players losing their mind for perfectly good physical reason.
Yes.
You don't screw around with that stuff.
No.
You don't screw around with it. And you make sure that anybody around him, these things tend to not end well. When angry, unhinged NFL players with histories of confrontations under the influence of chemicals get that mad and threaten things enough that you call police.
Come back a third time to menace some more.
Yeah, these things often do not end well. And you can't just say, oh, yeah, well, it was kind of a nothing, or we see stuff like that all the time. It was awkward yesterday trying to figure out how it was so possible that nobody said anything. And it's a little disappointing that the Lake Forest Police Department also would clam up when asked about it. I don't know. What are you, the Tallahassee? Are they Notre Dame?
I kind of think so. Didn't it remind you of that? That's what they do. You call them, they didn't get the call. We did what? No, we didn't do that. So I don't know about that end of it. All I know is that the text I got earlier today just said how angry he was, and it was all directed at Ryan Pace, who told him in the first place, go home, go away. You're not going to do it this way. Because he came in to see him to discuss the team.
That I didn't hear.
Yeah. Yeah, he had issues with some stuff, and then it escalated into, I'm going to, you know. And then he sent him away. I said, because something was wrong with him, clearly. You say inebriated, whatever inebriated was, he was.
Yeah, they don't know, but
they don't
know. Something was up.
They don't know. Something was up. He knew it. He sent him home. He comes back. He does it again, third time, angrier than ever. And this time, he's one target and one target only. So that's when the police were kind of said, well, might use a little help here.
Might want to come out here.
I agree with you. It's a public safety issue if you are not making this public. Most people would say, hey, stay away from here. If you're in there, don't come near this area. That would be common sense.
Yeah,
any
I'd certainly
activity,
want to know.
Would be stay away.
And as far as the media members there who are in that press room, or the bank workers, the employees there who are running that promotion, maybe you just kind of want to go somewhere else. Maybe there's probably a safer place for you than a place where a very, very angry guy who's been prone to outbursts in the past is continuing to return and make threats that are enough that you have law enforcement show up.
And a guy who's a history of crazy, so, I mean, right. you worry about it.
And I'm looking at this first call and wondering if I should take it, because it looks like it's going to be bad. What do you think?
It looks that way. We can do it quickly.
It
doesn't look promising to me.
No. This is Rocky calling from the Stockyards on the Score.
Joe, how you doing, boys?
We're good, Rocky.
I'm very depressed.
Why?
I had to go through the same scenario
with the Mets since 69 as well as today.
Okay, I told you. I knew it. Because I'm sure it's a bit.
It's what it always is. First of all, nobody should be named Rocky. We should just eliminate that.
As soon as you know it's a bit when you see Stockyards.
Stockyards. I've been to Stockyards.
Hello.
Rocky, is there something wrong with you?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
It's the same thing that happened in 69.
Have you been the same guy? Is it the same idiot?
I think this is the same idiot.
How many days a week can you be an idiot, by the way? Every day? You do seven?
Why won't you admit that this is the same
thing? It's the same guy. I'm telling you, this is the same guy. He's had three different names, and he keeps calling. So that would be enough of
admit
this.
What?
No, don't engage him.
I would love to admit something.
He's doing a bit. He's calling under all sorts of different names. The Stockyards don't exist anymore. They're gone.
And if they
and you know what? And the best thing possible would be for you to not exist. But unfortunately, you do under various different names. But the good news is that we've got David Ross to talk to, and we can sort of put a bow on his Cubs season and maybe even see what the future may hold for him and his teammates.
We'll find out. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 630 Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Run to Old Navy to save 40% off your entire purchase this weekend only. Starting tomorrow, get 40% off jeans, 40% off all fall flannels, even 40% off outerwear. Anything you like, everything you love is an incredible 40% off. But it's just 2 days only, this Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry in this weekend to save 40% off your entire purchase, Saturday and Sunday only at Old Navy. Valid 10/24 to 10/25 in stores only. Excludes gift cards and clearance.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2255. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move. Five-0.
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chai McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer-info.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
I'm ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown. I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays. Only CBS.
Kaiser's Tasty Pies and More.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, 147 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boris and Bernstein out and about today at Fatty's in DeKalb. One of our favorite stops along the Budweiser Who Needs Two Tavern Terrace, Bud Light. Man, oh man, I'm going to have a beer later, by the way.
Okay.
I think it's good form.
Okay.
Have a little beer.
Well, you're not driving.
Mm-hmm.
Or is somebody driving you, or?
No, nobody's driving me. I can put the one. It's dangerous to do it this way, but I can put the car on cruise control and stretch my leg away from it.
Away from what?
Because I can't get out of the car then. If my leg doesn't stretch, I can't drive for more than 20 minutes without.
What happens? It locks up?
Locks up. Can't walk.
Well, that's not good.
No. It's a long drive.
Yeah, you should.
Thank God for setting that puppy and going.
Well, but you know, it's wide open now. It's so.
It was wide open today.
It's fast. It gets up to, what is it, 70 or whatever the,
70.
The speed limit is.
How about
is,
that, dude?
Which means
70.
Which means the actual speed limit is considerably higher.
84.
But you don't want to get that extreme speeding thing, though. You got to watch that. You don't want to be extreme speeding.
And that's what? How, is that 20 over?
30. Well, it's 25.
I'm not going 100. I'm not going 95.
Why? But your car don't go no 95.
It does. It, maybe it has.
I have a guy with a governor on mine. Dave Kerner's in my car slowing it down. Yeah. I can't go that fast. It was fine, though. You know, it worked out just fine, and the road was clear.
It was all wide open. Yeah, days like this, you kind of get the velocitation. You get the mission creep when you're like, it starts to feel slower. You're doing 75, and it feels like 45. You're like, come on.
No, I didn't. No, come on for me. I was just enjoying the ride.
We're looking forward to a conversation with David Ross in just a little bit. Now, he's under contract again for next year.
I think he is.
Right?
I believe he is. The veteran.
He's on the team for next year.
There you go. Thank you, Farmio. I knew that. We got that. So we look forward to speaking to him. At least somebody who makes sense about the Cubs.
Yes.
Because nothing, again, I don't know what people believe. I don't know where they're from. I don't know why they do this. But Tellender was again today on some planet. On some planet. I don't know what he's talking about. He had a picture of the black cat.
I know.
He says crossed. I don't believe it. Don't believe it for a second.
You think he's making it up completely?
Yes.
He just found a picture of a black cat and said, I'm going to write a black cat column?
Yes, I do.
Is there anybody to just tell him no?
No.
Somebody can just say, you know, this is probably a bad idea and it doesn't.
No. Nobody did, and it there it was with complete with picture of cat in alley on his way to Wrigley the other day. That's when he said to the cat he saw the black cat, and see that means really if you're superstitious like that, that means you're just a total imbecile.
Now, I've got a note here from a lawyer who disagrees with the legal opinion that I got regarding the Bears' obligation to inform other parties of what they believed to be a potential danger once they had called police. And he quotes some case law here. He's got Renslow v. Mennonite Hospital, Lance v. Senior, one's from 1977, one's from 1967. It says, although the foreseeability of a plaintiff's injury is important in the determination of whether a duty exists, the imposition of a duty does not depend on foreseeability alone. It should be recognized that duty is not sacrosanct in itself, but it's only an expression of the sum total of those considerations of policy which lead the law to say the plaintiff is entitled to protection. And I'm certainly not a lawyer, but they talk about, you know, rekeying the locks.
You're the closest thing we have, though.
Protecting people from unauthorized entry. And their analysis is that we judge the circumstances to create a triable issue of fact as to whether the danger of criminal conduct by individuals possessing pass keys was sufficiently probable and predictable to create a duty upon defendants to take reasonable precautionary measures. As I understand it, as lawyers explained to me, once police are called, their obligation is fulfilled. See, to me, this would apply if a private organization did not call police and knew that there was potential danger from somebody who had access to the building.
Yeah,
now, I don't know if my guess is with their security in place, they could find a way to keep somebody out of the building. It doesn't mean somebody can't do something from outside the building that endangers others.
Especially coming back for the third time. Yeah, absolutely could.
I would also wonder if it goes beyond illegal exposure, a duty or obligation. It's not just that they might then be exposed to some liability if there were something awful to happen. It's just that wouldn't you want to? Wouldn't you want to send somebody to the media room and say, look, here's what's going on.
Yep.
And this is why police are here. We just think you should know that this is the situation.
Yes, you should have.
And for the bank employees out there running the open a checking account promotion, my belief is it would probably be the right thing to do to say there's a guy who is making some very, very serious threats that warrant calling the local police. And if you want to remove yourselves from the premises, you're certainly entitled to do so with that knowledge.
Yeah, I would have. I think that would have been the right thing to do.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if it's illegal, whatever it is, it would have been the right thing to do. That's the right thing to do. You let people know. The only one I will accept on that is Rocky or whatever his name from the stock guys he's called four times. If he gets hit by the bus, I'm not telling anybody. Never saw anything. Don't know what happened. Don't know. Just I just don't know. I don't know where he is. I think he's dead, but I can't say for sure.
Yeah, we talked to Brian Billick about it yesterday, about waving a player, or when you're around large angry men, is it ever running through the back of your mind that somebody's liable to do something, somebody's liable to take it out on you? And he kind of said, yeah, that he couldn't name one specific situation, but he said it's something that when you're telling a guy that his dream is over, or you're telling a guy something he doesn't want to hear, that you're
I remember he did it sitting in front of the mirror.
Yeah, he was looking at himself the whole time. Well, I said, yeah, we saw you do it on HBO. We've been around it too. I've seen in minor league basketball, there's one guy who got waived and then slashed all the coach's tires. Immediately walked right outside of the parking lot and took out a pocket knife and punctured all their tires.
I'm not shocked by that.
And this guy was awful. This guy was—he was like a first cut. He wasn't even close to making.
Well,
and
see the difference. He probably isn't, concussed. But a guy who's played the line as long as Ratliff has, and as many collisions with the head of—I mean, I just don't trust him on any level. Name a level.
Right.
I don't want to be on it with him.
Right.
I don't trust him.
Right.
Completely to make the right judgment, to say the right thing, to do the right thing, not to do something that's—he's here with what? I mean,
he's back again.
Yeah, he's back again. I just don't. I think there should be a level of distrust more so for guys like that than anybody else. Not that somebody else wouldn't do it, but for those guys, knowing what he's been through and how long he's played and how many times his head's been hit,
and this team has been through it already with two other guys that have ended with guns drawn.
Right. Right.
If you remember the Alonzo Spellman situation, that deal got really scary really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tank Johnson thing started one way and ended up with the team saying, hey, don't leave your house, don't go downtown, and he did, and his friend got shot and killed.
Right. Correct. So the thug in the basement.
I guess that's my.
You believed him to be the thug in the basement. I just thought him to be a friend.
That was my bottom line on these things, where a disturbed NFL player with a history under the influence making threats is just not something to be messed around with, or something you feel is in your best interest. Oh, well, we're not going
to
tell anybody about it. No, it might just kind of be the right thing to do to tell people. That's all.
Legally not just the right thing to do.
We're Boers and Bernstein, and we're hoping to have a conversation with David Ross at something other than his scheduled time right now. We're at Fatty's. Come say hi. You got the score.
Your radio headquarters for Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Run to Old Navy to save 40% off your entire purchase this weekend only. Starting tomorrow, get 40% off jeans, 40% off all fall flannels, even 40% off outerwear. Anything you like, everything you love is an incredible 40% off. But it's just 2 days only, this Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry in this weekend to save 40% off your entire purchase, Saturday and Sunday only at Old Navy. Valid 10/24 to 10/25 in stores only. Excludes gift cards and clearance.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location. When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in the people. And their cars, and Progressive, and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in